Okay,
position.
So I will answer you first. Hold on. I will answer first that, I don't believe Markeisha or anyone else said anything about anything being confidential. That's something that you raised. I don't recall anybody else raising that question of any confidentiality. Markeisha has indicated that she's not ready to make a full report, as you know, she's just still getting up to speed in what she's doing. So if your question to Markeisha is, are you, you know, trying to keep things confidential without saying so? I guess that's a legitimate question, but the request for information is, okay, does she have anything else to report? Well, I guess is a legitimate question, so you can go ahead and ask that. But
Mr. Chair, Markeisha did express an uncertainty about what was acceptable to be stated in open session.
So you were answering the question for her. Okay.
I'm asking that it be clarified so that she can give the public whatever information she might have to impart, because except for specific pay information, which would be a personnel matter, everything else, like, you know, the total amount of payroll would be a public information, essentially. Anything that's financial, of a financial nature, is by nature or by definition not confidential. And to my understanding,
I appreciate that, Grace. Do you have a specific question? You can't just ask her, she has said she's not prepared to give a full financial report. Do you have a specific question for her? Or, you know, you're just asking an open-ended question. What else do you have to tell us? So if you have something specific, that's fine. And if you're just asking her, what else do you have to tell us, I'll let her answer.
Well, I would like to know, are we going to be able to, or is each station going to be able to meet its next payroll, its upcoming payroll?
Okay, that's a specific question. That's good. Markeisha, do you have a response?
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay, I don't want to speak on behalf of Markeisha, and she can kick in if she wants. I mean, I wanted to also just make a clarification. The numbers that I read as far as cash on hand and our total age payables, I was looking, actually, I keep all the charts in one spreadsheet, and I was looking at last week's spreadsheet, so I will give those new numbers. Not meeting payroll has been this is one of the things I think that we were hesitant to talk about, because we weren't too sure if, you know, not all the information has been shared with some of the stations. I've made phone calls to the general managers and the division directors all today, and left messages for two of them. So I haven't been able to have those direct conversations with them, but we are at a point where meeting payroll is an issue. It is something that we've talked about and knew, you know, at some point this is going to happen. We, as of yesterday morning, we were $35,600 short of payroll. One of the things that we have stressed to the national board at last week's meeting is that if payroll is not met for any of the divisions, or for one division, two divisions, whoever may be short, we cannot pay anyone. So it is straight across the board. We can't pick and choose who to pay or who not to pay. We all use the same payroll system. And if we're opting not to pay a certain division because they haven't made payroll, there needs to be, you know, something more in advance in conversations with employees, with payroll taxes, you know, as the reasons as to why during this pay period or that period certain people will not be paid, and we have to, you know, fill out those personnel action forms as well to make sure that we have everything covered with that. We have been working extremely hard with the divisions and the general managers and making phone calls to lists of past donors to different stations in order to try to bring in the funding that is necessary to meet payroll. That isn't something that's been going on all day yesterday. It's been going on all day today. We have had a couple of divisions that had not, one division that was not able to make payroll was able to make payroll today, and they also have some extra funds that are in the account that we can borrow from in order to help make payroll. As of right now, our payroll account has $163,441 in it. We are short by approximately $25,000. We need about $188,000 to fund payroll for this pay period. As I said, we have the ability to be able to borrow, quote unquote, some of the funds from other, you know, from another station to help offset that, but it will not be enough at this point. There are some small accounts. We pretty much drained the national office account in order to help meet payroll. We have also pretty much drained, meaning that we're leaving in anywhere between $25 to $100 in these accounts. There are about six or seven small accounts that are part of the national office, but they've been in existence for quite some time. They haven't had any money in or money out for quite a few years, and we haven't really been able to determine why they were opened and what they were for. They range anywhere from $100 in the account up to $600 in the account. So we've been looking at that as well to transfer that over to cover the payroll shortfall. And again, not closing those accounts altogether, but leaving anywhere between $10 to $25 in those accounts. We today, not only is it a shortfall with payroll, but it's also a shortfall with past dues of dental health insurance and one of the division's complete health insurance. The one of the divisions that was has been behind in their health insurance since August, we had to pay their health insurance at least 1 month of the health insurance today. It was $4,200. Otherwise, their health benefits would have been canceled today, and we would not have been able to renew that. So the national office recovered that health insurance payment. As of this afternoon, we still owe money to the dental insurance, and they are looking to cancel dental insurance for all employees. We are in the process of trying to negotiate that payment as well. So we are at that point where we have been discussing this with the national office and with various committees that as individual stations do not pay their central services because of, you know, income issues, that greatly affects the national office because for months now on end, we have been covering the shortfall of payroll. We've been covering the shortfall of health insurance. And as I said, we've, you know, at this point, there's $2,434 in the national office account. Because we've drained it as much as we can to help make sure that our employees will be making payroll. We are still shy about, as I said, about $25,000. We are, again, looking at one of the divisions to lend us that money in order to make that shortfall. But it's still, even with their lending us of money, we're still going to be shy anywhere between $3,500 to $5,000, which we are attempting to then try to, as we said, make phone calls to donors, have them bring in money. One of the divisions just signed a new contract of archives with somebody, and so the check was supposed to be, they said they were going to pay in 30 days. We are working with them to try to stress if they can send that money in via PayPal or credit card immediately. There's a couple other stations that are awaiting checks, and the GMs are calling to try to, you know, ask if they can FedEx the checks over or do something. So whereas we are just a, you know, few thousand dollars shy of payroll, we feel much more confident this afternoon than we did yesterday being able to make payroll for this upcoming pay period for our employees. Again, one of the things we need to determine and discuss is that we're going to run into the same position next month. We need to give the employees, my plan was even on Friday, if we didn't make payroll, we'd be able to talk about it, you know, Thursday night at the national board meeting, is sending an email out to all the general managers and the employees, letting them know that they wouldn't be getting paid. I still am planning on sending out an email to let the, as I said, I've spoken with the general managers to let them know that in November, we will probably run into the same dilemma. So what we need to determine is not only what we can do to possibly let the employees know that their payroll may be delayed by, you know, 2 weeks. We can do that. I'm working with our legal counsel to get the wording on what we can do as far as letting them know if they get payroll delayed by 2 weeks and giving them ample notice and opportunities so they can, you know, do what they need to do, look for work elsewhere or just be prepared in case we can't make payroll for both pay periods in November.
Stephanie, could you suspend for a moment?
Also, the general managers need to figure out what we need to do. One of the things we're also discussing, what do we need to put into place to make sure that we stay on the air if we have employees that are being laid off or furloughed or opt to leave if they're not getting paid? Do we have
Stephanie,
a mechanism
the chair. Can you hear me?
To keep things on air?
Stephanie, can you hear me? This is the chair.
Yes.
Thank you. I just noticed that we are over time, and so I'd like to ask for a motion to extend.
So moved. This is Chris Corey.
How much time, Chris?
15.
Thank you, Chris. Is there any objection to any discussion or any objection to?
Hold on a second.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay, so the motion is from Chris, and it's to extend the time for this meeting, I think, right? Yeah. Not an item, but a meeting.
Both meeting and item, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, there are no separate times for the item, so it's meeting. To extend the time for this meeting by 15 minutes, is that it?
That's it.
Any discussion?
More minutes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, 15 more minutes. That's right. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, that's done. Before you go on, Stephanie, I just want to mention that I think I'm hearing someone typing rather vigorously. I wish I could do that fast. And if that's the case, if that person could please mute, because it's bleeding through into the meeting a little bit. Okay, go ahead, Stephanie. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. I mean, I was pretty much at the end, but those, you know, that's kind of the dilemma again, where we are, and we have been facing this as an organization for quite a few months where we can't continue to survive from just like a person can't really, you know, family can't really continue to survive from paycheck to paycheck. Even though I know there are multiple people that do as a company and an organization that just is not a financially healthy and responsible thing to do. And because the national office has been covering a lot of these expenses for quite a long time without a consistent influx of funding to central services, and the same with a lack of consistency with central services going to the archives. We are at this position where, you know, we've drained everything down to, as I said, we have $2,434 in the national office, and total cash on hand for all of the stations right now is $128,919. Our aged payables without central services is $1,150,000. And our aged payables plus central services is
$2,958,000. And point of inquiry, Mr. Chair,
Stephanie.
An inquiry.
Go ahead, Ms. Susan.
Yes,
go ahead.
Thank you very much. Okay, I actually am following up on Grace's question, and I'm looking to the chair and to Arpal. I know Arpal gives a lot of thought to the questions of what needs to be an open session. And so the question I have is, if there is an imminent inability to make payroll, or if it will happen in the next 3 weeks, and if there is, can we discuss such matters as the general counsel negotiating deferred compensation? Can we discuss such matters as exactly the things, the practical notice that needs to be given to people, what their choices are, if they are given notice of either the unlikelihood or the payroll will not come forward? What is the period of notice that needs to be given? And what are the what does the conversation need to be around how the stations are kept active with a massive departure of employees?
Is that a question to me?
Is all of that okay for open session?
Okay. pardon me. I'm a little bit uncomfortable serving as the gee, are we going to make a big blunder decider here? I would say some of that is probably something that would be proprietary, but some of it clearly not. I think that in general, by now, the world knows that Pacific is not exactly flush with cash. But some of these, like negotiations, you mentioned council negotiating, that's confidential. Those are, you know, any negotiations that, well, almost any negotiations are confidential. Should notice be given? That's a matter of, that's a legal matter. And that's already decided by, you know, the people who pass laws in states. The deal is some stuff is confidential, some stuff is not, which may not give you the answer you want to get.
Yeah, I'm going to add that I think that ARPO is basically correct there. And, you know, we don't want to get into, you know, how, you know, strategy that we're going to use to deal with the situation necessarily, or, you know, if we're going to pay Peter or we're going to pay Paul, that sort of thing. But a general discussion of the situation, I think, should be open. And I think Grace has said, as I've heard her say many times before, basic financial information is not confidential. And so, you know, of course, the fact that we're in this situation is not confidential, and ARPO correctly points out that it's pretty well known. It's just a question of, you know, are we getting down into specifics of paying Peter or Paul? That should be confidential, in my opinion. But I think so far we're okay.
ARPO for STAC?
Go ahead, ARPO.
Chris for this.
By the way, before we do anything else, what is the code to mute?
I don't know. I do it on my own device.
I've been hitting star six and pound six, and I'm still here. What is it?
Fred, use the mute button on your phone. There is no code. For Maestro, there is no code, I believe.
Oh, thank you. I think people are going to have to suffer with rapid typing. That's okay. Thank you. I think the mute lasts for as long as I hold it down with my thumb.
Okay.
Let's try it. Understood. Here I am talking. Here I am with the mute on. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm muted right now as far as the phone's concerned. It works as long as I hold the phone, the key down. That's it. Sorry, folks. I'll try to put the phone farther away from the keyboard. But my question is, I understand that the national business manager is getting bombarded with calls by vendors, and it's perfectly understandable because some of these things we've owed for a while, and vendors, you know, they want to survive too, and they're going to go after their money. And if these calls are going to distract the national business manager, is there some way we can either get her a different phone number she uses, and, you know, she can answer this one here and there, or let them go to voicemail or something, or can somebody else take up, you know, fielding these things and, you know, doing the thing of, oh, yes, she's not available right now. Please tell me what you want. I'll write it down and get it to her, so that the national business manager can focus on trying to, you know, deal with the money and cash flow problems instead of just getting harassed by people who are after their money, who are owed the money. So I'm wondering if, is there any kind of way we could make it so the national business manager isn't getting so distracted by this bombardment?
Who is your question to, our Paul?
I guess management.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to answer that.
Stephanie.
You know, both of us are getting multiple calls. I actually have two phones, two numbers that people can call. And just because they're calling doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you know, when they call me, I don't always pick up the phone and let them go to message if I don't recognize the number. But both she and I make, both Markeisha and I, as Julia did as well, make it a point to return that phone call within or less than 24 hours. The best way for us to try to deal with vendors that are owed money is to talk with them, let them know where we stand, apologize for not paying them or showing any sort of good faith effort, and trying to negotiate on how we can move forward and continue our relationship with them and negotiate to provide them with the money that we owe them. And so, yes, we are being bombarded with phone calls, but I personally, and I, you know, can't speak on behalf of Markeisha, but just from the conversations that we've had together and we've spoken to some of these vendors even together, is that we're trying to establish and reestablish a professional working relationship with these people and trying to calm their anger against Pacifica and show them that we do have good faith and that we are making every concerted effort to pay their bills. And we're trying to do everything we can to do what we need to do as a company.
Okay. I wasn't saying, you know, like stiff them or hold them off or something like that. I'm just thinking that from what the national business manager said, that she's getting distracted. It sounds like she's in the middle of trying to do something and a call comes in, give me my money. You know, a little, putting them off a little bit is okay, I think. Your idea of getting them within 24 hours, but my concern is that someone is doing their important work and they have to pay attention to it, and a distraction can make it so you're not going to do your work so well anymore. So that was my thought. I don't know. I guess that's the end of my question, and you'll figure it out. Thank you.
Thank you, our Paul. Is there anyone else?
Chris is.
Sorry, Chris.
Okay. You listed, this for either one of you, I guess. You listed approximately 1 million or something like that, 850 to 1.1 million in aged payables, excluding the central services. I have a question regarding the aged payables, and I also have a question regarding the central services payables that you have. I'll start with the central services one because it's easiest. Central services, I guess, that's a cumulative aged payables going back a long ways, right? I mean, going back as long as the books will carry them. That's the simple question. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So the aged payables, what is the old aged? This may stray into confidential territory because we're going to end up talking about specific accounts. Maybe I'll save that for closed session, James. I'm interested in the aging detail for that. I guess you could give a general breakdown on it.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Go ahead.
It's okay. I guess you can give a general detail on, as far as the breakdown of aged payables, you know, how many are 120 days out plus, or whatever your limit is, 90 plus, 60 to 90, 30 to 60, less than 30. You could, if that's too much data to crunch for you right now, you could send it out to the closed NFC list or whatever. I don't know. Your choice. I'm just curious as to how the aging looks on that stuff.
The aged payable reports are 30, 60, 90, and 120 days and over. They are broken down by division So we have a separate aged payable report for the national office. KPFK, the WBAI provides their own aged payable report. And then we have aged payables for the affiliates. They don't have any aged payables. And then we get the information on the aged payables with reports that are provided by the other divisions.
Got it. So I guess the question is a bit more complicated. Could you provide me with me and the committee and I guess me and anybody else who's interested with that information? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else? We are, I think, at our time extension. This was the financial report. Is there anybody else who wants to extend? Hearing none, I think that brings us to the point where we can move to the closed session, correct?
Yeah, that's the next thing. You should say that we're adjourning to the executive session now.
Very good. Thank you, Art Paul. So that's what we will do. We are now adjourning to the executive session. Fred, will you let me know when that's done?